3 digits, homes, you better dial. No matter where you at, do you Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. I'm Paul Gallant in for Mike Meltzer, along with Seth Payne. In a little bit, in headlines presented by Horn Solutions, we will get to know some of the Houston Texans that have just signed with the team. But the biggest headline of the day, Aaron Colvin signing, leaving the Jacksonville Jaguars for the Houston Texans. And now we bring on Tony Wiggins of 92.5 FM, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all?
It's clear if you look at Jalen Ramsey and the way that he's reacting that his teammates are not feeling so good about an Aaron Colvin type leaving. So what are the Texans getting in Aaron Colvin, Tony?
He's a twitchy dude, man. First of all, you'll get people that'll point out that he doesn't have a career interception because they don't count the one in the playoffs against the Bills. He has one pick, one. But first year, he was out most of the season because he tore his ACL at the Senior Bowl. Second year, he missed the first four games in what everyone described as an unfortunate incident with a failed drug test. And I had word that it was coming down the pike. And the organization was very, very supportive of him. And nobody ever really clarified what it was. But when you were around the team enough, you kind of heard that it was a mistake. It was almost as if like a guy took some cold medicine or something. And it was a mistake because nobody thought he was a cheater. So the last year, which was Jalen Ramsey's rookie year and Tayshaun Gibson's first year here as a free agent, Gus Bradley got fired. They didn't have very many interceptions. Nobody did. And Aaron Colvin was playing out slide, and he was blitzing from the slot. Jalen Ramsey and Tayshaun Gibson both said this when Gus got fired: we need to be more aggressive. They didn't let us get after the ball. So now last year, when they get Bouye and move Colvin inside, he still doesn't get the pick into the playoffs. But you can look at tape, and he didn't drop balls. People just didn't throw it over there very much. They didn't have a lot of time because the Jaguars were so good at getting after the quarterback. So my point is, what you have in him is you have a twitchy guy who has a little bit of chip on his shoulder who wants to prove that he can play outside. He's very quick. His teammates respect the hell out of it. And he played 65 to 70% of the snaps because the Jaguars generally go to a 4-2-5 for that amount of time. So he's a really, really good player. And you'll notice this in practice. He's twitchy, and he gets around things really quick. He's a willing tackler. And if there's a ball that gets loose, he's going to find it. He had two fumble recoveries late in the season, I believe, in the playoffs. One was the two-point conversion when Telvin Smith blocked the punt. Guess who was there to pick it up? Aaron Colvin. So that's just how he is, man. He's around the ball. We talked to Bob Stoops when he got drafted, and Bob Stoops said that whoever gets him is going to love him and love his work ethic. So don't get caught up in the numbers. Go look at the tape and see how fast he gets to the ball.
Tony Wiggins, 92.5 FM, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's nice to hear a guy that's always around the ball. The Texans need guys like that that can actually force takeaways. Is this a guy who could play on the outside? You mentioned he played a little bit on the outside, but is that something you could see him doing on more of a full-time basis?
I think you can. I think, you know, when folks say he was better in the slot, Dave Caldwell got up at the combine and he spoke, and he said that he carved out I hated the way he phrased it because he goes, yeah, he's played a lot of nickel for us. He carved out a nice little niche for himself in that area. If I'm Aaron Colvin, that's probably why when the Jaguars allegedly or reportedly, according to a lot of sources, tried to actually re-sign him and he chose Houston. He wants to show that he can play outside. He wants to prove that he's not just a nickel. Maybe the reason why he wasn't as successful outside before they went out and got A.J. Bouye was because of the way Gus Bradley had him playing. And you know, if you talk to some people that watched Seattle all of these years, remember Patrick Peterson and Richard Sherman were going back and forth about who the best corner is, and Sherman said, y'all play a shell defense, and you usually bail technique, and you play off, so you can't talk about me when I follow guys around. That's the difference in how a team plays and an attitude. The biggest thing that the Jaguars did, obviously they increased their talent level, but when they changed coaches and they got Tom Coughlin to come back here and get rid of the club mad attitude, the win total of the team doubled, and they went to the AFC Championship game. And nothing can be said more about how attitude and what players are asked to do affects the way people view them. All I can give you, the biggest example is Sean McVay and Todd Gurley and Jared Goff. What a big difference one coach made over Jeff Fisher.
Tony Wiggins, thanks for coming on, man. You can follow him on Twitter. You've got a complex Twitter handle. I'm going to tell people to search for Tony Wiggins and know he's the guy that's not the Australian.
But check this out. I get after it, too. If you ever see me on Twitter, I am the king of petty. If I get into an argument with somebody, it's either because I'm drinking scotch or I just don't like them.
I like it.
All right, those two things. Tony Wiggins from 1010XL in Jacksonville. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, man.
Good stuff from Tony. He sold me on Aaron Colvin right there. By the way, it's the March to $1,000 cash contest. It's time for you to win $1,000. Just text the word PAINT, P-A-I-N-T, to 72881. Again, PAINT, P-A-I-N-T, to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Now it's time in headlines to get to know some Houston Texans.